welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. So glad that you have joined me. And, well, Joe Biden went and visited China to visit his masters, apparently. China proved that they owned Biden, and they even disciplined him. Well, that's according to Brian Kennedy when he was on the War Room and talked about how China basically was disciplining Joe Biden in front of the whole world. And the globalists see this. You know, they don't care about the average American citizen. They don't care if you pay attention to this. In fact, they're glad that you don't. Anyone who pays attention knows that Joe Biden is bought and paid for by China. We told you this as conservatives and on talk radio, even on Fox News, before the election, and let you know that Hunter Biden and all his dealings in China and the money that was going to actually Joe Biden as well. Plus, you had the crookedness of Joe Biden and Hunter Biden in the Ukraine. But understand the difference between the Ukraine and the China situation. In Ukraine, the Ukrainians were giving Biden money, and through his son, Hunter Biden, money so that they can get a benefit from the United States government. Okay? So they're basically bribing the vice president of the United States through his son to get a benefit for them, whatever they want as the benefit, whatever their payoff is in Ukraine. China is doing something different. China is giving money to Hunter and filtering it through Joe Biden. And when Joe Biden was vice president, this was all going on because China wants to own Joe Biden. That's the difference. They want Biden in debt to them. See, the Ukraine never felt like, you know, Joe Biden was in debt to them. They were bribing. But China isn't bribing. They are owning and buying Joe Biden. And you must know that. That's a big difference because that's way more dangerous. Because it's a communist country who owns the president of the United States. They own him. He's theirs. Joe Biden didn't win the election, as you all know. Everybody knows this. How did Joe Biden get elected? How did he get the Democrat nomination? He got the Democrat nomination because China was hacking the machines during the primaries where they could, and helping Joe Biden be put into place through the Democrat Party, who was working with the Chinese. And same thing with the election. How did Joe Biden get there? He didn't win. The Democrat Party had the stuffed ballots, and China hacked our election machines and had algorithms trimming Trump votes and flipping them to Biden votes. We know this for a fact. The cyber packets that Mike Lindell has shown to several different states, several attorney generals, more than 20 states and attorney generals in those states have basically said, yep, everything that Mike Lindell said is legit, and his cyber evidence is legit. That's why they're going to have a Supreme Court case, or they're trying to get one. November 23rd is when the Supreme Court will hopefully do the right thing and take up the case, but you can't trust it. To me, it could go either way. I don't know. I don't trust our courts. Anyways, Brian Kennedy on the War Room, you know, most of you already know all this stuff about what I just said, but here's some interesting stuff from Brian Kennedy talking about the CCP showing that they can discipline the president of the United States, which is not a shock to me. It might be a shock to some people, but it shouldn't be a shock to anyone who's paying attention. Take a listen.
First of all, what did they talk about for 4 hours? That's like Chinese water torture for a man in Biden's condition. I can't imagine what they were doing. They've already taken the measure of the man. They know what he stands for. He's a globalist. They know him. They know his family. They know he's been compromised. They know his family's been compromised. They know everything he represents. Let's be clear. Those 4 hours were designed to show the world that the communist Chinese can discipline the president of the United States. The readout from the White House is embarrassing. It was just meaningless spin. There is no way for 4 hours Joe Biden stood up to Xi Jinping. And even if he did, it would have been meaningless because the Chinese understand who they're working with in Joe Biden, someone who is not going to stand up to them. Witness what we did in Afghanistan, Bagram Air Base. We behaved at Bagram in Afghanistan, like the Chinese ordered us out of that country. Right now, we are in a very, very bad position. Yes, we're acting like a tributary state. But also, the Chinese can also see that there are millions and millions of Americans who are not going to submit to communist China. And that's the thing that we here in America need to get across to them right now.
And his point, Brian Kennedy's point about Afghanistan and the pullout of Afghanistan, this wasn't incompetent people who didn't know how to pull out of a country. They purposefully left our base and pulled out of a civilian airport on purpose, knowing it would be botched, knowing that it would be dangerous, knowing all of this, because they were ordered by China to do so. General Milley is a traitor to this country. We know this, not because I said so. Liberal Bob Woodward put in his book. And we know that General Milley, in a political coup, really, a really treason against America, Milley committed treason. He's Benedict Darnold of our time. Committed treason and went and called the Chinese without permission behind Donald Trump's back because he and his, what he says in his deluded mind, is afraid that Trump might attack China at some point, maybe to protect himself from not coming out of the presidency, whatever was going through his crazy mind. But basically what Milley was saying is my interest is to protect China from America. That's General Milley. He will protect China from America and won't obey a sitting president. He will contact China and be a Benedict Arnold. And he is why is he still in his position? Anyone who did this, he should be in prison, by the way, for committing treason. But he's not in prison for committing treason, and he's still leading the military. Why? Because he did what China wanted, and China owns the Department of Justice, Joe Biden, the FBI, and General Milley. So really, they own our military too, because General Milley clearly is a servant to China, according to Bob Woodward. Milley is a servant of China, not America. And that's Bob Woodward. If you don't like it, take it up with Bob Woodward. Maybe Bob Woodward's a liar about it, but that's according to Bob Woodward. So anyways, here we have a president who is a Manchurian candidate for sure. We knew that before it happened. I told people, if you vote for Joe Biden, you're voting for communist China and communism in America. Why are we seeing communism so quickly being pushed in America, Chinese style, the way the Chinese would do it? Why are we seeing this in America? Why are you seeing vaccine mandates? Why are you seeing the Constitution completely ignored? Why are you seeing people's jobs being threatened in the secular workplace by Joe Biden, who has no authority to get people fired or not, but is trying to get corporations? And why are the corporations obeying? Why are the corporations doing this? Because they're compromised by China financially. They think they'll make more money. It's all money. China figured out, hey, we wave money around in front of these people, we own them. They own what our corporations do. Why does the NBA never talk bad about China? Why does Hollywood be subservient to China? Because they want their movies to be played in China, so they're owned. Instead of saying, screw China, I won't take a dime from you, China. You're communist, screw you. I'll pull all my business out from you. They don't do that. They obey and they bow down and worship, because it's not even that they admire China. The left does. The left is about communist control. They are about moving America into a globalist communist government. And so when they look at China, they don't look at China like me and you look at China. Oh my gosh, civilians have no rights. There's no freedom. They look at it and say, holy cow, look at that power that the government of China has, and they make everyone obey them. They can kill people whenever they want. That's awesome. I wish I could do that. That's how they look at China. That's not a joke. I'm not teasing about that. They really do. They admire. General Milley even admits he admires communists. When talking about wokeism, do you remember General Milley admitting that he reads and studies what communists believe? Then he tries to say that doesn't make him a communist, but it does when you agree with them. And clearly Milley does agree with them. So when he says this, and you know that he's already sided with China over the United States, we already know this, then listen when he first talks about wokeism, proving that he's a full-blown liberal socialist or communist, right there. His statement on white rage and wokeism and believing in all that crap tells you where he stands politically. He's a communist. Take a listen.
And I want to understand white rage, and I'm white, and I want to understand it. So what is it that caused thousands of people to assault this building and try to overturn the Constitution of the United States of America? What caused that?
Oh, what caused that? Well, I can tell him the answer to that. The FBI caused that, and General Milley, you know that. You know, you already know. Well, maybe he doesn't know, but if he doesn't know, the FBI had agents out there, and they were the ones who actually facilitated, told people to try to go in, and we have videotape of FBI informants whispering in people's ears to breach the Capitol. The FBI caused that, General Milley. Are you upset about that? No, you don't even want to hear that, do you, you communist?
I want to find that out. I want to maintain an open mind here, and I do want to analyze it. It's important that we understand that, because our soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, and Guardians, they come from the American people. So it is important that the leaders, now and in the future, do understand it. I've read Mao Zedong. I've read Karl Marx. I've read Lenin. That doesn't make me a communist.
Well, wait a minute. It could very well make you a communist. See, he's read Mao. He's read Karl Marx. He loves communism if he's reading it because he admires them or if he agrees with them. It does make you a communist that you're reading those. For what? Why are you reading those? Tell me why you're reading those. Are you reading them because you're trying to learn how awful and evil these people are? Or are you reading them admiring what they say and you're interested and think, wow, these are brilliant men. I want to learn from them. Are you trying to learn from evil men? That's like somebody saying, you know, I read Charles Manson. Yeah, well, you might, if you're reading it because you think he's a psychopath wacko, and maybe it's in your job to figure out the psyche of a mass murderer. But what if you're reading him because you admire him? That changes everything. But I know that he read them because he admires them. I know this because he's a far lefty. He's a full-blown liberal. Everyone knows this. And liberals admire Mao. So I know he was reading it because he admired them, not because he's condemning them. If I'm wrong, General Milley, come out and condemn. And he would be going against, if he was against communism, he'd be reaming this administration out. Not the Trump administration. He would have loved Donald Trump if he's not a communist. He would think Donald Trump's the greatest, and he would hate Joe Biden. But he loves Joe Biden, and he loves China, and he betrayed our country to China, a communist government, and he admits, well, he's a student of communism. He admits it. That doesn't make me a communist. Well, it does. It makes you a full-blown communist. Condemn it then. Say Mao was one of the most evil people on the face of the earth, and no one should ever follow communism, and that makes China an evil, evil country. Condemn China and say they're an evil communist country and no one should ever do anything like China because they could end up being just like what Karl Marx believed, and condemn it all and say how awful the Biden administration is for conducting evil communist practices and removing people's constitutional rights. You do that and I'll believe you're not a communist. He'll never do that. He's part of the communist plot to destroy America. That's why he's where he is. That's why he didn't get thrown into prison for treason with the communist China, because the communists, like Milley, control your government. These people aren't stupid. Milley knows he can't say when he reads them, I read Mao and I think he's a brilliant man and I love everything he said. We should do that in America. Does he? He's sitting in front of Congress. You think he can say that to the American people? No, he's telling the other globalists, I'm one of you. I love Mao. I love Karl Marx. That doesn't make me a communist just because I love them. That's what he's doing. He's telling all the globalist elites who he is, knowing that the average American will never look at that and they'll just say, well, he said it. That doesn't make him a communist. His actions say he's a communist. That man is a full-blown communist and a traitor and should be in prison. Prison. That's where he should be right now. But he's not, because they're overthrowing our country. And they've got the president of the United States. It's bad enough that they have Milley. But they have the president of the United States. Now you got to hear from Frank Gaffney. Frank Gaffney is great. And he talks about this whole situation, about what was Biden and Xi talking about.
What they were talking about, or what, more to the point, Xi was talking about, he was dictating to Joe Biden what was going to be the future course of U.S.-Chinese relations, the compromises that we would make. I think Brian's exactly right. That certainly seems what was done with respect to Bagram and Afghanistan more generally. And I think it's true really across the board. You look at just about anything Xi would want Joe Biden to say, to do, to not say or do, including now undoing what he previously had said about Taiwan, for example. And that's pretty much what Joe is doing. And I think it is full-on kowtowing. Yes, it is supplicating. And Brian's right, it's not where the American people are, most of us, but it certainly is where Joe is. And how did we get here? We got here because the Chinese made a bet, as they have done on a whole number of people, but they made a bet on Joe Biden early on, I suspect way, well back in his Senate career, certainly when he was vice president. One of the most notorious things that went down during that vice presidency was Joe Biden was personally engaged in arranging for the Chinese to have access to our capital markets on preferential terms, terms that far surpassed the access that American companies could have, because the Chinese, under Joe Biden's agreement, his memorandum of understanding in May of 2013, was they don't have to submit to the sorts of audits that the Sarbanes-Oxley legislation requires Americans to submit to. And hence, surprise, surprise, they've gotten access to, by some estimates, $3 to $7 trillion worth of our money, much of it invested without the knowledge of the actual investors here in the United States. Larry Fink and others have been arranging all of this, of course, but to the great benefit, not only of the Chinese Communist Party, because it is ultimately who owns all of these companies, but specifically in some cases, the People's Liberation Army itself. So we got to this place because they own Joe Biden. He got, by some estimates, $1.5 billion. I think it's not inaccurate to describe it as a commission on those $3 trillion or $7 trillion transactions. But what he has done is he has now come into place. Our friend Sam Faddis calls him the Manchurian president. He is there, I think, to do the Chinese Communist Party's bidding.
Okay, let's hang on there. He is there to do the Communist Party bidding for China. He gave our airbase away in Afghanistan to the Chinese, not to the Taliban. The Chinese now have that base, and they have the Black Hawk helicopters. Understand, that wasn't to give the Afghanis our Black Hawk helicopters. It was to give the Chinese. Now the Chinese have been able to reverse engineer our Black Hawk helicopters by now, and they'll know every weakness or whatever they can do in case when, if they do decide to attack us when we're at our weakest, they'll have a huge military advantage. So that's why they told Biden, pull out now, leave your military equipment at the base, leave it for us, we'll come in and take it. Then it also gives them an airbase against what is supposed to be one of our allies, India. But with Joe Biden as president, we will abandon India. India, if you're in India, just so you know, you can't trust America with Democrats at the helm. They will abandon you and do whatever China says because they are owned. The entire Democrat Party is basically now owned by the communists, or their communists themselves in the Democrat Party willingly going along with China because they believe in what China believes. So they don't even have to be bought and paid for. It's either they're already a communist or they're bought and paid for to ignore it all and shut up and allow it to happen. That's your rhinos in the Republican Party. The Republicans in name only are bought and paid for by money to make them shut up and allow the communists to overthrow our country and bring it down. What they're doing is a slow control where they are draining your money, draining you, getting rid of your constitutional rights, bringing America down. And what they don't understand is this, and I keep telling people, Vladimir Putin is not someone they control. They might do negotiations with Putin or whatever. Putin's going to see America at its weakness, and he's not going to hesitate. He's going to strike when he knows America truly is at an extremely weak point. And as they bring it down, they're not going to get their communist utopia in America because they can't control what Putin is going to do. And they can't control Iran either. The two countries that China can't control, China thinks they have some relations with them, but Putin does whatever he wants and Iran will do whatever they want. And Iran has vowed death to America and will pounce when they think they can. And Putin will join in. And maybe China decides, hey, we'll join in too. They could do that as well. But the communism being pushed on America is really going to weaken it. the communists in our country, called the Democrat Party, thinks they're going to get their communist utopia, and then they're going to have power like the communist Chinese do over China, and they'll have it for 100 years of communist liberal, to them, a utopia, a slave state for you. People starve to death, people will die. But to them, they're elites, and they have everything, you have nothing, and they think they can have that forevermore. That will never happen in America. We will hold them off. We have too many states. There's going to be chaos. And by the and when we get weaker, weaker because of this and the constitutional crisis that are coming, our enemies like Russia and Iran will blow them up. And they'll be blown up first, just so you know. People in Washington, D.C. will be blown up first. They don't care that I'm saying this. If they did, they'd change their ways. So they obviously don't believe what I'm saying is true. Or if they do, they just want to shut me up and pretend like it's not. But it's true. All right, let's do a little more from Brian Kennedy on this issue. Take a listen.
Well, look, they intellectually think of themselves as globalists. Donald Trump was a bad man in their mind who advanced America First policies, and that made the world more dangerous. Now, you and I know that it made the world a much safer place because the only thing the Chinese respect is power. Biden comes in with that team, and they're going to symbolize to the Chinese that they are part of a global system. They are going to kowtow to China, and they're going to do the kind of things that would make the Chinese believe that they can deal nicely with the United States. And so the United States supplicates itself to the Chinese. That's my point about Bagram. Why would you get rid of that airbase? Leave it for the Chinese to position itself against India, which is an ally of the United States. That makes no sense at all. These are not stupid people. They know what they're doing. They write about these things in their articles and essays. They give speeches about them. They're not stupid. They're purposeful in what it is they're doing. And so when Frank describes all these things, it's with a lot of evidence behind it. They engage in financial transactions. They engage in all sorts of diplomacy. They see in the United States a lesser power to the Chinese. The Chinese are the future. The Americans are going to be secondary. Now, no one in this country believes that except for the people in Washington, D.C., who are running our foreign policy, and those people on Wall Street who are making commissions from dealing with communist China. It is a national embarrassment. This is a scandal of epic proportions. And where are the people in Congress calling the Biden administration to task over this? That itself is a scandal, in my opinion.
Yeah, the globalists in Washington, D.C., who are kowtowing to the Chinese, they pretend to be dumb. Remember, Democrats always act like two-year-olds and say, I didn't know. We pulled out of Afghanistan without using our airbase and not taking our military equipment out first and not making sure that we have our soldiers secure first. And not having a real plan. We didn't know what we were doing. It was just all an accident. No, it wasn't an accident. They knew exactly what they were doing. They always do that. They do that with abortion. We don't know if the baby or not. I always say that. I hate when Democrats pretend like they don't know that abortion kills a baby. Don't let them get away with that. You don't know that when mommy's pregnant, she's pregnant with a baby. You don't know that. Of course they know that. They pretend to be dumb to get away with evil. They pretended to be dumb to get away, like two-year-olds. They're like two-year-olds. They pretended to be dumb to get away with what they did in Afghanistan. They pretend to be dumb to get away with what they do with their dealings with China. They know exactly what they're doing. And then they laugh when you fall for them pretending to be dumb. Then they think they're even smarter than you. Look, they think that we're dumb and we didn't know what we were doing and they let us get away with it. But they are dumb in this aspect. They think they're smart, but they are morons. Hey, all of you in Washington, D.C., you're all signing your own death warrants from Russia and Iran, just so you know. I know you don't believe me, but you have. As you continue down this path, you're all going to pay, and that's punishment from God. Don't think it's from Russia. Don't think it's from Iran. God's coming to get you, and he's going to use America's enemies to do it. That's what's going to happen. That's God's wrath on you, and it's coming. It's coming. Good luck. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. You need to repent if you've never done it and turn, because time is getting short. I love you guys. See ya! Hey guys, straight from the New American Magazine, the essential source for freedom-loving Americans, obviously, you gotta check out Beyond the Cover. What is that? Well, the New American Magazine, of course, has a cover, and you wanna go beyond that, right? But beyond just the cover story, but all the articles in there, you will find interviews and deeper insight from the people who contribute to the New American Magazine. And go deeper and beyond the cover. That's with host Gary Benoit. So go ahead and check it out right at thenewamerican.com. Go now.